This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The $1.9 trillion COVID relief package includes $130 billion for schools. Now, some of this helps schools spread out the students and buy personal protective gear. And as Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports, schools are getting money to improve something many organizations have to confront if we're going back into work, improving the flow of fresh air.
When you think of school safety measures, you might picture students in masks, spread among desks and closed by plexiglass. But one of the most important things schools can do might be something you can't see, says Donald Milton, a professor of environmental health at the University of Maryland.
Ventilation is critical because respiratory viruses can be transmitted by inhalation. And the way to cut down on what people are inhaling is to remove it from the air.
But until recent weeks, the CDC had offered little guidance on improving ventilation in schools. And many had turned to unproven measures, says Joseph Allen, director of the Healthy Buildings Program at Harvard.
This is where the hygiene theater has come into play. You see someone in gloves wiping down every surface, walls, and things that just don't make sense.
Much more important, he says, is ensuring the air in rooms is completely refreshed about 5 times per hour. That can be achieved by adjusting HVAC systems, something that might be tough for the many schools with old and failing air conditioning.
So it's not as simple as put a filter in. You're going to have to upgrade the whole system to be able to do that.
Engineer Maria Lehman is treasurer of the American Society of Civil Engineers, which gave U.S. public schools a D-plus in its last infrastructure report. It found more than 40% of schools had HVAC systems in need of repair. Claudia Persico is a professor of public policy at American University.
It's been of concern, particularly because of evidence that we're starting to build that air pollution is harmful to student learning.
She says millions of students in the U.S. attend schools in close proximity to freeways or other sources of pollution. So opening windows to improve airflow isn't always a great option. Though it would be a luxury for New York special education teacher Annie Tan.
Right before COVID hit, I was in a windowless classroom. You know, I bought an air purifier for my class because there was a smell in my classroom.
In fact, portable HEPA air purifiers, the kind some people have in their homes, are an effective way to clear viruses from the air. By one analysis from an expert at Portland State University, the devices could be installed in every classroom in America for about $1 billion. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.